kettles of dishes and stuff I got over there yet, you know.
Couple
got a lot of antique dishes that I inherited from my background, my family, and yeah. I want to sell them. I was holding on to them, but what's the good? It's really in the way now in my home.
What do you call that? A lot of that's your best, all your best
antiques.
You say
antiques, whatever you want to call.
Well, you got your regular dishes, and then
then you got dishes that come from England, an exclusive set of dishes. And I got a set of from the turkey platter down. It's a big turkey platter, and then the next size down. They used to serve plenty of platter food. They don't use platters anymore, but still it's antique. It's got that lion on from London. It's English ironstone, you call that. Yeah. And I want to sell that, but I don't know if I'll ever get to sell it.
You call that your best?
Well, I wouldn't use it. It's been packed up for years. I have a cabinet I keep it in.
You call that what? What kind of closet?
Well, that's extra service. You generally have a good set of dishes when you have company. You use them, and then the ordinary place for your everyday dinner, you just buy them and use them, you see.
You use your best. You call that your best.
Dinnerware is the best for receptions and holidays and things like that. You put out your best china.
Yeah.
But ordinarily, you knock it against something and break it, you see, so you don't use it every day.
What did you used to carry water in years ago?
We had water pitchers.
Well, did you ever, when you didn't have regular water, say, you had to get it from the...
Hell no, that's before my time, thank goodness.
Y'all had places where you could get water years ago?
Yes, we had cisterns. You ever hear them? No, yeah, that's an antique word.
No, tell me about that subject. A cistern.
We have a big cistern in the yard made of wood with bands around like a beer barrel.
Metal.
And you catch the rainwater. And then they got so where they covered the cistern with wire because the birds flying through the air would dirty it up, you know, and the dust flying around and the water got dirty. But when once got in that cistern, it settled to the bottom. About once a year, they'd clean out the bottom some kind of way. I don't know how they'd done it, but... But it was good water, but now today it's condemned. They say it's full of germs. You know, Sam, I'm coming to believe there ain't such a thing as germs, the way some people are so smeary and dirty, and they still live and they're healthy. Ain't it true? You ain't thinking of those subjects, but there's some people that's awful careless and dirty in their ways, you know, and drink anything and taste anything and cook anything, pick up anything and eat it off the table. I wouldn't do that. But sometimes I say it ain't such a thing as a dream.
A barrel had, what did a barrel have running around to hold it in place? It had those?
They had a foundation of bricks.
Yeah.
And they put a bottom on the thing, boards, go round, cut them to fit round, like a diameter. And then they put these barrel staves, these sister staves, they call them. There's one down in the... here and there, once in a while, you'll find a system, but you got to know where they are. But this place is a square system, and most of them are round. It's down in that Christian Woman's Exchange. They kept their sister. It's an old antique place, and they sell antiques for people to get a commission from you. If they sell your dishes, they'll get 10% off, they get. And this got, they rent to rich widows, I guess. It rents high. And then downstairs they got this shop called Antique Shop, dishes and furniture and things.
Yeah.
And that supports it, you see. And
yeah.
It's in society. The ladies belong to the Christian Woman's Exchange. And one of our members of my church right now is the president, her husband's a banker. He was head of the Federal Reserve Bank that I work for. And he retired, and now he's with the Hibernia. They had four daughters. They tried to have a son, but every time the baby come was a girl. And the baby girl was getting married on the 3rd of June up in St. Charles Avenue Presbyterian Church. She didn't go to our Sunday school, see? That's the way churches break up. The children go somewhere else.